Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Eureka. How can I assist you?
Yes, I received, I think it was some air plugs in the mail, promotional by the bank. And you guys are going to debit my account for something like $49. I'm not going to pay you. I'm not going to pay you $49. I will send you back whatever you need to send back, but I'm not going to pay that because I didn't order that.
Okay, no problem. Can you verify your zip code for me?
28227.
In your first and last name?
Herbert Young.
Herbert Young. Okay, give me 1 second, Mr. Young.
Okay.
And your zip code was 28227, correct?
Yes.
Can you spell your first name for me?
H-E-R-B-E-R-T, Herbert.
Okay. 1 second.
Was it a watch or was it earplugs?
That's what I'm trying to see now.
I was under the impression that the only thing I had to spend was for shipping, and everything else was free.
Mm-hmm. It's not working. It's the phone number you call in. It's the same phone number you used on file to make the account.
What account?
Oh. For the earbuds.
Okay.
What's your phone number?
704-569-0043.
You said 704-569-0043?
Yes, that's my home number.
Okay, 1 second.
And the card you debit was my, the last four was 2374.
Your zip code?
28227.
What's the what you just said the last numbers was what, 74?
That was my debit card that you're trying to debit.
Oh, what was it? What was it again?
2374.
It's a Visa, MasterCard.
Visa. It's a Visa.
Okay, let me try using that Visa card because I'm not 2374.
And you said, these were earplugs? I just got them in the mail. Do you want me to send them back to you or what?
Mm-mm. Product is yours to keep. So, right now, I'm just trying to find your account first.
Okay. Herbert Young Jr.
Because I'm not seeing an account for you in our system. Give me 1 second. I'm placing a brief hold.
Okay.
Okay, Mr. Herbert, can you verify your shipping address for me?
7569 Petra Lane, P-E-T-R-E Lane.
Mm-mm. It's not working.
North Carolina, 28227.
That number, that's the wrong address here for another Herbert. I'm not actually finding the product associated with your with your name.
Earmuffs, right?
Sir?
These are for what? The charges for what, earmuffs?
I couldn't hear you.
You're trying to debit my card for earmuffs. I mean, radio earplugs.
Okay, let me continue to look to see do I cannot find an account first. Because I'm not showing an account for you, Mr. Herbert. Honestly, in the system, I don't try using three methods. I don't try using different ways I use your phone number, I use your first and last, and I use your zip and your last four of your card number, and I'm not pulling up anything associated with you at our at our company.
Okay, and then well, like I said, you're trying to debit my account for $49, and I call my credit card company and tell them to deny it. But I got the thing in the mail. Do you want me to send this back to you or what?
No, you don't have to send it back because it probably don't be from our company. Is what I'm referring to.
Okay, are you a consumer's gadget store?
No, we're not. It's not called that.
What's it called?
It's not called consumer. It's called Hype Watch.
Oh, this is for a watch.
I know it's for a watch, but it's just not our company.
How do you know it's for a watch?
You said you told me when you first called in what it was for.
I said it's either for a watch or for earplugs. Okay, I'm going to open it up and see if I can find it. Okay, thank you very much.
No problem. Thank you for calling today. Enjoy your day.